Hey, let's check in with Kyle for this week's Sticks and Stuff Report, being brought to you by Fiber on Decking. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you are enjoying the nice hot weather. I keep threatening my wife that I am waiting for snow. She disagrees with me, but I'm more of a cool weather guy. So, exciting stuff. We got some pre-buy DeWalt tools that finally landed in the St. Albans location. Kind of cool adapters that you could put on any of your impact drivers. I know I've already sold quite a few to some of the local plumbers. One of the adapters you put on the end of your impact wrench, and it's a PVC pipe cutter, so you can cut PVC up to 2 inches, PEX tubing, stuff like that. So it's like a rotary saw. Just snap it on the end of your impact driver, put your pipe in it, and it'll spin the pipe around and make a nice clean cut, which is sometimes hard to get if you're going to use like a Sawzall or a reciprocating saw or anything like that. The other adapter is they have one that's for copper pipe, so it'll do 1/2 inch and 3/4 pipe, same thing. It'll go into your existing impact driver that you already have, give you a nice accurate clean cut. And then probably the one that is the most fun to both use and play with is the battery-powered suction cup, so they call it a power lifter. So you can get it as tool only if you already have DeWalt batteries, or you can get it as a kit if you're relatively new to the DeWalt platform. But it's exactly like it says. So you put a battery in it, you can charge it up. I know a lot of guys do it if they're doing like big floor tiles, like a 2-foot by 2-foot floor tile, or if they're moving windows and doors around. So it's like a nice big ergonomic D-handle grip. It'll go up to, 265 pounds is what you can pick up with it. The one concern that people had was, what happens if your battery dies? Does my really expensive window just crash to the ground? And the answer is no. So if your battery dies, it maintains its suction until you manually let the suction back out. So I was pretty excited to get those in. A lot of guys are liking them. I haven't tried to climb a building yet with the suction cups, but it might be on my itinerary coming up. Maybe we'll video it if I get that brave.
All right, Spider-Man. This Sticks and Stuff report has been brought to you by Fiber on Decking. Head to sticksandstuff.com to find their 7 locations and the one closest to you to get your supplies. And we'll talk to you next week, Kyle.
Yes, and just like Spider-Man, my gift is also my curse.